you'll hear a student called Giorgio telling a class about his project on the spice called cinnamon. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hi there. I'm going to tell you about the project I've done. As you know, we all had to choose an ingredient used in cooking, and I've gone for cinnamon. It's a spice made from the bark of a tree. It grows in warm climates. Its main producer is Sri Lanka, and it has a very distinctive and attractive smell. Actually, cinnamon has been used as a spice for a very long time. Archaeologists know that it was imported into Egypt as early as 2000 BCE, so it's been popular for 4,000 years or more. It appears in Greek and Roman literature from the 7th century BCE, so its use was clearly spreading from Egypt to other countries in the Mediterranean. To give you an example, it was mentioned in writings by the Roman historian Pliny. He explained how it was transported in boats up the Red Sea. The wind simply blew the boats along without the sailors having to use oars. They didn't even need sails. During this period, cinnamon was clearly extremely valuable. It was considered to be a present worthy of a king or a god. In fact, Pliny writes that 1 Roman pound of cinnamon, the equivalent of 1/3 of a kilo, cost 300 denarii, which was roughly the amount that someone would earn after labouring for 10 months, so it was very much a luxury item. Now, the average person would earn enough to buy that amount of cinnamon in, perhaps, 2 days. During this early period, cinnamon may have been predominantly valued as a perfume, but it was also used in food preparation. We know, for example, that it was a typical ingredient in recipes involving oysters. We often use it these days in cakes and other sweet things, but it's not clear whether the Romans added cinnamon to these too. In the Middle Ages in Western Europe, cinnamon was valued, but most people didn't know what it actually was. Many people thought, for instance, that it was found in the sea. They didn't realise that, in fact, it comes from trees. I've mentioned how cinnamon was used for perfume and in cooking, and that wasn't all. It was also thought to have medicinal properties. People used to believe that it could cure snake bites, for example. Even today, it's used in medicines that aim to alleviate indigestion. Many people claim that it can do this effectively. Another long-held belief is that mosquitoes hate the smell of cinnamon, and cinnamon oil is used in various products that aim to prevent them from coming near people. Whether it's really effective has still to be proved, but there are some studies which suggest that it may well be, so it's definitely worth trying. Most of the world's cinnamon comes from Sri Lanka, and that's where we usually import it from. But the spice in its various forms is also produced in large quantities in Madagascar, China, India, and Vietnam. Mexico uses a great deal of cinnamon in the production of chocolate, and in fact, it imports more cinnamon than any other country. When I was doing the project, I was amazed to find out how much cinnamon is used in all sorts of recipes. I knew, of course, that it's a common ingredient in sweet dishes, but I never realised it could be included in meat recipes too. I actually tried using it in a lamb dish, and it did taste pretty good, though I say it myself. I chose to find out about cinnamon because I love its smell and its flavour. My mum uses it a lot when she makes fruitcakes, and they're delicious, but my favourite dish with cinnamon in it is apple pie. Oh, I just love that. It can be delicious in bread too. So, now let me tell you a bit more about the cultivation of cinnamon.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Hi there. I'm going to tell you about the project I've done. As you know, we all had to choose an ingredient used in cooking, and I've gone for cinnamon. It's a spice made from the bark of a tree. It grows in warm climates. Its main producer is Sri Lanka, and it has a very distinctive and attractive smell. Actually, cinnamon has been used as a spice for a very long time. Archaeologists know that it was imported into Egypt as early as 2000 BCE, so it's been popular for 4,000 years or more. It appears in Greek and Roman literature from the 7th century BCE, so its use was clearly spreading from Egypt to other countries in the Mediterranean. To give you an example, it was mentioned in writings by the Roman historian Pliny. He explained how it was transported in boats up the Red Sea. The wind simply blew the boats along without the sailors having to use oars. They didn't even need sails. During this period, cinnamon was clearly extremely valuable. It was considered to be a present worthy of a king or a god. In fact, Pliny writes that one Roman pound of cinnamon, the equivalent of one-third of a kilo, cost 300 denarii, which was roughly the amount that someone would earn after labouring for 10 months, so it was very much a luxury item. Now, the average person would earn enough to buy that amount of cinnamon in, perhaps, 2 days. During this early period, cinnamon may have been predominantly valued as a perfume, but it was also used in food preparation. We know, for example, that it was a typical ingredient in recipes involving oysters. We often use it these days in cakes and other sweet things, but it's not clear whether the Romans added cinnamon to these too. In the Middle Ages in Western Europe, cinnamon was valued, but most people didn't know what it actually was. Many people thought, for instance, that it was found in the sea. They didn't realise that, in fact, it comes from trees. I've mentioned how cinnamon was used for perfume and in cooking, and that wasn't all. It was also thought to have medicinal properties. People used to believe that it could cure snake bites, for example. Even today, it's used in medicines that aim to alleviate indigestion. Many people claim that it can do this effectively. Another long-held belief is that mosquitoes hate the smell of cinnamon, and cinnamon oil is used in various products that aim to prevent them from coming near people. Whether it's really effective has still to be proved, but there are some studies which suggest that it may well be, so it's definitely worth trying. Most of the world's cinnamon comes from Sri Lanka, and that's where we usually import it from. But the spice in its various forms is also produced in large quantities in Madagascar, China, India, and Vietnam. Mexico uses a great deal of cinnamon in the production of chocolate, and in fact, it imports more cinnamon than any other country. When I was doing the project, I was amazed to find out how much cinnamon is used in all sorts of recipes. I knew, of course, that it's a common ingredient in sweet dishes, but I never realised it could be included in meat recipes too. I actually tried using it in a lamb dish, and it did taste pretty good, though I say it myself. I chose to find out about cinnamon because I love its smell and its flavour. My mum uses it a lot when she makes fruitcakes, and they're delicious. But my favourite dish with cinnamon in it is apple pie. Oh, I just love that. It can be delicious in bread too. So, now let me tell you a bit more about the cultivation of cinnamon.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.